For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, bringing you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. Now, the show is available through iTunes. You go to iTunes Podcasts and put in Essentials of Healthy Living. And then you can stream or listen to any of the previous shows and the current shows. So please take advantage of that. Now, a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a reminder to tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Now, our guest today is Andrea Beeman. She's a natural food chef, health educator, thyroid expert, holistic health coach, and herbalist. She is dedicated to alternative healing and sustainable eating and living. And our subject today is cancer prevention and boosting immunity. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Well, thanks for having me, Dana. How are you doing today?
Well, we're fine. This is coronavirus time, and we're glad to be able to still have this show so that our listeners can get some really good information about their health and healthy living. And just as an aside, I heard one reporter say, nothing you eat and vitamins won't cure the flu. And that was so incorrect. They don't cure the flu. What they do is raise your immunity. And I'm going to remind our listeners that we have nutrient bank accounts for each nutrient. And if we don't put those nutrients in, just like not putting your money in the bank, we will not have the immune system we need in order to be resilient and resistant. And this is the reason that some people get quite ill when they're exposed to any kind of a virus, bacteria, any kind of illness. And some people, it's very mild, and some people may be exposed and not have anything happen. And there are those who are more susceptible to succumbing completely and dying. So we're talking about health and nutrition, and our focus is cancer, but I just want to remind people that this applies to all aspects of your life. So, Andrea, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, I'm a natural food chef and a health coach and an herbalist, and what I do is I connect people back to the environment, back to good quality food and herbs to nourish their body and do exactly what you had just talked about, which is increase their reserves, right? So this is the perfect time, actually, for people, because now they have to be quarantined and they have to be home. This is the perfect time for people to stay home, take care of themselves, cook, eat well, relax, right? Instead of running around with like a chicken without a head, stressing themselves out, just stay home and relax and take care of themselves. This is the perfect time for nourishment, actually. And so my job is I teach people how to get these nutrients into their body in the most delicious ways using classic or traditional recipes. So, like, I look around today and we're watching this pandemic happening. And this is, you know, we're going to be talking about cancer today. But exactly what you said, if when we're talking about cancer, we're looking at the immune system a lot of the time. We're looking at the immune system, but also with coronavirus, we're looking at the immune system as well. So the stronger someone's immune system is, the less susceptible they are and the lower their risk of either acquiring a disease or dying from a disease prematurely, right? Because we're not here to stay forever. We're here to stay for a period of time in the world. And we should make sure that while we are here in the world at this time, that we are supporting ourselves to the best of our ability. So, like, I'll give you a great example. In Eastern medicine, there is a root called astragalus root, which it's probably sold out from all the herb stores right now. But
yes.
it helps. Yeah, I was looking at it the other day. I just did a class on it, and most of the places are sold out. They still have some of the powders left and all that. But there's a reason why that root is selling like wild, you know, like hotcakes right now. It's a traditional classic remedy for supporting the Wei Qi. That's your protector, the protector of the body. It boosts your immunity. It builds both red and white blood cells. And it's used in cancer protocols because it's when people are going through cancer, they're wiping out their immune system, right? With chemotherapy, it just goodbye. So the astragalus root is used specifically to rebuild the immune system after somebody is going through this cancer, the modern cancer protocols. Of course, the ideal is to use the astragalus root yearly, so that you prevent cancer from becoming a problem in the first place. But unfortunately, Dana, we live in times where people have to wait for sickness to come and knock them on the head before they make changes, right? Or kick them down the stairs or knock them to the floor before they say, oh my gosh, I got to take care of myself, right? So oftentimes, unfortunately, like with some cancers, oftentimes people are given 3 months to live, and that's not enough time to build the immune system back up. You know, that's why with pancreatic cancer, often people will say, oh, you know, the doctor will say, I'm sorry, you only have 4 months to live. But there have been cases of people changing their diet and their lifestyle and living way beyond a four-month diagnosis, sometimes years, in fact, and even up to a decade. So if anybody tells you you only have a certain amount of time to live, just question that. That's what I tell people. Question it and look at all the other options, because there are lots of options.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for mentioning this. This is so important for our listeners to take in, because we refer to the tipping point, and you remind me that I've experienced patients calling, and they've gone through chemo, radiation, their nutrition is low, and they suddenly want something to turn that around. And that tipping point, whether we're talking about the economy, illness, it doesn't matter. The tipping point applies to almost everything in our lives. That teeter-totter, when it gets out of balance and goes the other way, getting back is very difficult to do. And unlike taking a pain medication to get rid of pain, where you get an immediate effect, when we're trying to rebuild the body, it's like having a baby. You don't get pregnant and have a baby the next day. It takes 9 months to build a baby. And it takes time to get the body back in shape. Now, having said that, I would never discourage anybody from trying their best to get the nutrients in, the food in, and I want you to talk a little bit about how a patient who's gone through chemo, radiation, has no appetite, can hardly eat, what can we do for them?
Well, I mean, for them, we need really, really good nutrient-dense food that is very light and easy to digest, because their body has literally just been through a war. When you're talking about chemotherapy and radiation, you're talking about warrior medicine that dramatically takes a toll on the physical body. And if somebody has a weak constitution or frail constitution, they may not be able to come back from that extremely depleted state. But one of the best things that they can do is have liquid nutrition. So when I say liquid nutrition, I'm talking about stock, right? So something as simple as maybe a bone stock or a good old-fashioned chicken stock or fish stock or a dashi in Japanese medicine, right? Something that's very nutrient-dense, very easy to absorb and digest and assimilate, because what is our blood made out of, right? It's made of over 55% plasma, and that plasma comes from the water and the salts in the digestive system that are absorbed through our food. So our blood, the majority of it, is coming from the water and the salt that are extracted from the digestive system. So with that in mind, you want to put liquid nutrition in, traditional stocks, traditional soups. I would even suggest just something light, maybe a chicken stock, and throw into the chicken stock some ginseng and some astragalus, and that's going to help to build somebody's energy up. It's not going to be like having a cup of coffee where you take a sip and you're like, okay, I got all the energy that I need, which coffee is wonderful for a lot of people, but for most it's very draining, right? So if somebody is already in a depleted or an energetic deficient state, you don't actually want to put coffee or stimulants into the body. You want to put nourishers into the body, something that's going to nourish and build the system slowly, easily. So soups and stocks, especially if somebody does not have an appetite, maybe just a little cup of soup and a piece of a sourdough toast with some butter on it, right? Something easy to digest. And I say sourdough because a lot of the bread that's on the market today is just full of so much crap. It's not even traditionally prepared, and it'll congest the system, right? So you don't want to actually congest the system. You want to build it up slowly and naturally.
You for mentioning the broths, because we have had Sally Fallon on the show, Nourishing Traditions, and she is right on line with you that these bone broths are critically important. And I like the term traditional. These go back centuries, decades. As to how people ate naturally. And I always ask the question when thinking about what to do for a patient, what have humans done since humans have been on Earth? There's so much wisdom in our ancestors, and I think in the past 20 or 30 years, we've started to realize that. A little late, but,
yeah.
And you are a good example of taking traditional foods, healthy foods, and making them work for the individual. So what we'll do is invite our listeners to stay with us and remind you, if you're just tuning in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Andrea Beeman. We will continue that in the next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics, it can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
When it comes to taking a multivitamin, the Pure Encapsulations One multivitamin makes it one and done. This convenient formula provides vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients in a comprehensive vegetarian multivitamin for both men and women in a once-daily dose. It includes L5-MTHF, the universally metabolized form of folate, and an antioxidant complex with sustained release, CoQ10, to enhance immunity and support energy metabolism. The One multivitamin, available at Village Green Apothecary.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognosure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognosure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognosure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognosure. Remember Cognosure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions, guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And this is a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice on supplements, and they do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in. I'll be with you next Sunday with more information on healthy living. Now, our guest today is Andrea Beeman, and she is a natural food chef, health educator, thyroid expert, holistic health coach, and herbalist, and she is dedicated to alternative healing and sustainable eating and living. And our subject is cancer prevention and boosting immunity. So, Andrea, we've been talking about the importance of excellent nutrition and nutrient dense. Can you go over that again and explain how people can get as much nutrition as they can take in easily? So we need the calories in cancer prevention, and of course, while people are going through treatment, and we need the nutrient density. So tell us more about that, please.
So I'll give you an example, because before we headed off to commercial break, right, we were talking about stocks and the importance of stocks, right? These are mineral-rich, nutrient-rich, loaded with collagen. They're great for the digestive system. And if somebody has been through chemotherapy, their immune system is pretty much knocked out from how harsh those chemicals are on the digestive system. So stocks are a wonderful way to start to put those nutrients back into the system in an easy to absorb way. So I'll give you an example about how fabulous stocks are and how much nutrition they bring to the body. My father grew up in the Great Depression. He was born in 1929, and when I started using stocks years ago in my cooking classes and stuff like that, he said, "Oh," he goes, "Well, we used to drink stock all the time." And I said, "When?" And he said, during the Great Depression, we had no money. We had to keep moving from house to house to house. He said, "But my mom, your grandmother, she used to go to the butcher shop and she would just purchase 5 cents worth of bones. And she would take those bones and she would put them into a big stock pot and she put in a head of cabbage and 5 potatoes. And he said, for 2 years, that's what we ate, the entire family, all 7 of us. We would eat this bone water with potatoes and cabbage. And he goes, not one of us got sick. We all stayed healthy and vital. We didn't have any money, but we had a very strong immune system. Like they weren't worried about getting colds and flus and none of that. And he said, it's fallen out of favor, and we didn't do it much after the war. After the war ended, he said, but I still remember it. I remember it to this day, that's what we ate every day. So when I think about that and I look at the world today, we are overfed but undernourished, right? So we have access to so much food, and the vast majority of it is pretty crappy, Dana. It is filled with chemicals and anti-nutrients and things that congest the system and clog the system and cause the cells to become mutagenic. And then I think back to my father and his time growing up in the Great Depression, where they had a they didn't have much food. They just had a little bit of food, and they put the stock in, and they were healthy, and they all survived. And so we're living in a time of excess, and a lot of that is showing up in our lack of health because, you know, like when we think about cancer, right, the vast majority of cancer is the body is building. It's building something. The cancer cell is mutagenic. It's not dying, right? There's the apoptosis. It's not happening. You're not having death of the cancer cell. Every single cell in our body has a life cycle and a death cycle. And cancer, the death cycle has been turned off. So then look at our food supply. We have food on the shelves that could live indefinitely, right? You have cereal boxes that could stay on the shelf for 20 years, right? There's no death of that food. So, of course, if we're eating food that doesn't decompose, then what does that do energetically to our cells? Our cells may have trouble decomposing as well. So this leads me to another classic food for people to eat, and that is mushrooms. And I know that mushrooms are all the rage right now, from the Asian mushrooms to the Western mushrooms to the Eastern flat. Mushrooms are all over the place right now, and for good reason. Mushrooms, energetically, are the decomposers of the forest. Mushrooms, when something needs to die or be decomposed or break down, mushrooms come and they start the decomposition process. They're the decomposers. So the reason why so much science right now is around mushrooms and cancer, like if you look at Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York City, Cancer Hospital, they have an entire website that has all of these mushrooms listed, reishi, chaga, maitake, shiitake, and their constituents on how they are causing apoptosis of the cancer cell. But guess what? If the site says, well, we need more studies done, but I'm going to tell you that you don't actually need more studies done. This is thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. Cancer has also been around for a long time. But what we're seeing in cancer nowadays in the modern world is the explosion of cancer, right? The amount of cancer. So the way that they treated cancer back in ancient times was with these longevity mushrooms that actually contribute to or cause apoptosis or death of a cancer cell. So reishi mushroom, shiitake mushrooms, maitake mushrooms. Reishi, you can't put into food. It's too hard. It has to be what's called decocted or put into a liquid base and simmered for up to 3 hours. Same thing with chaga. Simmer that up to 3 hours. But all of the other mushrooms, winter mushrooms, maitake mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms, enoki, lion's mane, all of these mushrooms can be put into cooking. And we should. We should be putting them into cooking. This is they're also nutrient-dense foods, but the one thing that mushrooms have over all of the other plants in the plant kingdom is that they are a fungi, and they are designed to decompose things that are supposed to die. So right now, Dana, in my body and in your body, we are cancer cells. That's the way that it works, right? Nobody is immune to this. But what's happening with those cancer cells, are they proliferating throughout the system, or is your body going into the process of breaking down that cancer cell and detoxifying it and excreting it through the digestive system or the urinary bladder system, right? Just breaking it down and getting rid of it. So we have to look at our food supply again, which is excessive, but it's lacking in so many nutrients, and we have to start to eat more traditional foods.
Yes, I am so grateful for what you're sharing. And the mushrooms are fascinating. And how important they are is also fascinating. And perhaps the time we're going through right now with the coronavirus is reminding all of us, what can we do? Village Green has put together a handout for clients and talking about foods, high quality, wholesome foods, organic, and vegetables, lots of information, plus supplement information that people can follow. So I just want to remind our listeners that you can get that information from Village Green. You can just go on the site. They have it there, and they have sent it out to their clients. And if people can't go in the store, they will deliver. So if you're leery about getting out or can't get out, they deliver within a 5-mile radius of the store, but they can also ship to the local area, Washington, Maryland, and Virginia, and also throughout the country. So it is available. You have a lot of good information from them, and they are taking all of the precautions and even more with regard to disinfecting. I just wanted to let people know. Well, we have a few minutes left in this segment. Andrea, tell us some more. You've got so much information. What other tips do you have that are so critical?
Well, I like that you talked about foods, right? So foods are very important when it comes to cancer or any disease. So we want to make sure that we're getting great quality foods. I like that you emphasized organic. I've had so many clients that say to me, Andrea, organic food is expensive. And I'm like, well, you think organic food is expensive? Try cancer. Cancer is really expensive. So we know, there is no doubt about it, in this day and age, there are far too many studies that pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides are carcinogenic. Now, if we know that they're carcinogenic, they contribute to cancer, why would we ever put them into our body? And I know that it's cheaper. I know that when you're staring at the 35-cent apple or the 75-cent apple, the thought is going to cross your mind. Well, 75 cents on an apple. Why should I spend that much money on an apple? And I'm gonna really encourage people to take that step and say that you are worth the investment in your health, because what we don't pay for now, we will inevitably pay for at some point in our life. And, you know, I understand that we're spraying the crops so that we can create mass amounts of produce for people, but what we're doing with the crops, with this monoculture, is so unsustainable to the earth and to the people on the earth that it's unbelievable. So, like, when you have a diverse farm and you have a variety of different foods being grown, then you're going to have less pestilence. You're going to have less trouble with pests that come in, because it's like nature keeps everything in balance. But we create these monocrop systems that have to be sprayed. And this is to,
now, what
I'd like to do is go
into more detail on the monocrop, what that means, and more discussion on growing organic. And this is a reminder, if you've just tuned in, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're talking with Andrea Beeman, and we're talking about sustainable eating and living. She is a marvelous natural foods chef, health educator, thyroid expert, holistic health coach, and herbalist. She's been telling us about cancer prevention and boosting immunity, and boosting that immunity applies to all conditions. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, call us at 301-530-0800, or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week for more information on healthy living. You can also hear many of our radio shows going back a long time, lots of subject matter. Go to iTunes Podcasts and put in Essentials of Healthy Living, and you will get the list of shows that are available. Now, our guest today is Andrea Beeman, and she's a natural food chef, health educator, thyroid expert, holistic health coach, and herbalist. And we've been talking about cancer prevention and boosting immunity. We talked about the importance of nutrient density in food, and we got lots of good ideas in the first two segments. Andrea, can you talk to us about thyroid cancer? Because that is a growing concern.
Yeah, it's a growing concern, and according to the studies, it's only growing because it's being tested for more frequently. So thyroid cancer, actually the vast majority of thyroid cancer is localized, meaning it's not going to spread throughout the whole body. So when someone finds a nodule or a suspicious nodule or suspicious cells, thyroid cancer, you can actually wait. It's a watch and wait, which a lot of the integrative practitioners and integrative doctors are now doing. They're doing a watch and wait because thyroidectomies were like through the roof. And it reminds me of tonsillectomies back in the 70s when they were like, okay, the tonsils are inflamed. Come on, let's pull them out of the body and the body, your tonsils. And they were doing like tonsillectomies on everyone. And now we know, 50 years later, that tonsillectomies were a pretty bad idea. Tonsillectomies, the tonsils were a warning system from the body that the immune system is out of balance. So today they're doing 95% less tonsillectomies. So that brings me to thyroid conditions. If there's a nodule on the thyroid, or if there are suspicious cells on the thyroid, thyroid cancer, like I said, the vast majority is localized. So watch and wait, because there could be something that you're eating or something that you're holding your cell phone up to your face, which is a very, very, very bad idea. Do not hold your cell phone up to your face. I'll just go off on a little tangent on that for just a minute. The thyroid is very susceptible to EMS and to non-ionizing radiation, right? It's very susceptible. So when you hold your cell phone up to your face, and if you want to, just check it out right now, you're putting that cell phone, which is emitting low levels of EMS as well as non-ionizing radiation, right? You're putting it right up to your face, right next to your thyroid. So don't do that anymore. get a pair of earphones, you know, or headbuds or something like that. But don't put that cell phone up to your face. Just something as simple as that could cause your cells to start to normalize. As well as I've had clients that have had, they've been told by their doctor, listen, you have suspicious cells. We need to take your thyroid out. And they say, no, I don't want to get the thyroid out. And they do a watch and wait. And sometimes it takes a year. Remember, you have to be patient. Sometimes it takes a year. Sometimes it'll take 18 months. Because you have to remember that there's no way that the cancer came overnight. Nobody just goes to bed and then wakes up the next day, oh, my gosh, I got cancer. That's not the way that it works. The human body is brilliantly designed, and it's just not designed to be that spontaneous in the cancer coming up overnight. So it takes time to build a cancer, and it's going to take time to deplete or get rid of that cancer. So you have to be patient. And I'm going to emphasize that, be patient without the stress. So when we are under stress, and I know that if you get a cancer diagnosis of cancer anywhere in your body, there's going to be this stress. But hopefully it's just a momentary stress. You're like, oh, God, I got cancer. Okay, let me shift my diet, shift my lifestyle, shift my consciousness so that I could move into a better direction and get my body to do what it's designed to do, which is both to break down cells, detoxify the body, get rid of waste, and function optimally. So when we're under stress, chronic stress, which is the case now with coronavirus, right, with all the news that's coming out, people are on very high stress for long periods of time. Guess what happens to the immune system? It crashes. So we have external immune system and we have internal immune system. And when we feel a threat, oh, my gosh, coronavirus, it's coming for me. I got to get out of here, right? All of our energy is diverted to our the ability to run away. Okay, let's go. Get the sugar into the cells. We got to get out of here. We got to run. And if we don't run away, right, or if we're under that chronic stress and we're constantly diverting the energy and the sugar out into the cells, what's going to happen to the immune system? It's going to crash. So we have our internal immune system, and this is what's helping us stay safe from pathogens and viruses. And by the way, high viral loads are linked with higher rates of cancer. So this is why with cancer, it's very important that you bring your viral loads down. And you can do that in a lot of ways. I would suggest licorice root, lemon balm tea, even the astragalus root in the stocks that I talked about earlier. Bring your viral loads down. And when you're doing that, you're supporting your immune system. So we want to reduce stress. We want to eat well. We want to use traditional herbs. There's so much that we can do, but it's only when we're in that state of crisis that we're like, oh, gosh, what do I do now? But the key is not to stay in that state of crisis. Reach out to the people that you know that have the information that can help you.
This is so important for people to know, and I'm glad that you're covering it. I am a dental hygienist. I don't practice dental hygiene anymore. But what we learned is that mercury in the amalgam fillings comes out. Mm-hmm. It outgasses. That's why people need to get their silver, which is largely mercury. It's a combination of metals. The mercury outgasses in the mouth, and the thyroid accumulates it. And that can trigger autoimmunity and cancers in the thyroid because it is so close to the mouth. And there are biologic dentists who know how to remove amalgam fillings. I was certain they would be banned by 2000. Many countries have banned them decades ago. We are way behind in banning mercury fillings in the mouth. We wouldn't put lead in the mouth. We shouldn't be putting mercury in the mouth. And so the thyroid, I think many of the thyroid problems stem from the mercury in the fillings migrating and getting into the thyroid. And just a few words from you before we go on to our final segment. So, what do you have to mention to our listeners?
I agree with you 100%. I actually cover that in my book, Happy Healthy Thyroid, The Essential Steps to Healing Naturally, because mercury is toxic. It is toxic. And the only reason why it's still in our mouths and still being used today is financial. Because if it was really about the health and the wellness of the human being or the person, it would have been taken out a long time ago. It is the, I don't know who the brain surgeon was that said, hey, let's put the most toxic substance on the planet into the mouths of human beings. But they weren't thinking. They weren't really thinking well about that. So I agree with you. I also think that fluoride in the water system is dangerous to the thyroid and toxic to the body. So I recommend that my clients use a water filter that actually removes fluoride. But then the water filters that remove fluoride from the water also remove other minerals. So we want to add minerals back in. And again, that's where stocks or traditional teas come in because they contain mineral salts, you know, like even something like a lemon balm tea, something simple like that. Red clover tea, stuff you could probably get in your backyard.
Perfect, perfect. Good recommendations. And I wanted to let you know, I, as a dental hygienist, I knew that when children were exposed to fluoride toothpaste, and in those days the toothpaste container had lead in it, so we have kind of a confounding, you know, factor there, and they rinsed with fluoride rinses, there were deaths, and that did it for me. I said, I will not do a topical fluoride treatment on a child. And then we were looking at the water supply, and it turns out that most, over 95% of the fluoride used in public water supplies has not been tested for safety. And the Public Health Service stepped in, and what they've done, the way they put their words is, we are trying to optimize the fluoride levels in the public water supply. What they are doing is lowering it because fluoridated water with this untested fluoride, form of fluoride, the fluoridated water, those that consume it have lower IQs, and they did the tests on children. And the National Academy of Sciences absolutely documents this. I have an entire book on what the National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine is doing about fluoride as far as evaluating it and rethinking it. But they're very tricky. We're optimizing it. They're not saying, whoops, we shouldn't have made those recommendations. We're dropping them back. So, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're having a wonderful discussion with Andrea Beeman, who's a natural foods chef, health educator, thyroid expert, and holistic health coach, as well as an herbalist. We've learned a lot, and we're going to learn more in the final segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarti from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. help maintain control while traveling, or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. And a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week. I'll be with you again for more information on healthy living. Now, Andrea Beeman has educated us. She's a natural foods chef, health educator, thyroid expert, holistic health coach, and herbalist. And she's dedicated to alternative healing, sustainable eating and living. And we've been talking about prevention and boosting immunity, both cancer prevention and prevention of all kinds of illnesses. Your immune system is the best defense that you have, defense and offense against illnesses and exposures. So, Andrea, what else do you want to share with us?
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head that our immune system is the best defense. So what we're seeing now is that the largest population of people that are succumbing to coronavirus are the elderly. And so when we're looking at immunity for both cancer and the elderly, right, one thing is there's a commonality. So as we age, the system becomes drier, right? So if you look at the people that are having trouble now with coronavirus, they already have underlying conditions, right? Underlying conditions that are compromising their immune system and wiping them out, especially if they are smokers. If they are smokers, then goodbye. Those are the first ones to go. Like, that's what they were showing us out of China. So when we're looking at immunity, the immune system is part of the water elements in the body, right? The lymphatic system, the immune system. In Chinese medicine, it's the water element and the blood system. This would be the perfect time to start to incorporate that stuff into the body, to moisten it. So other moisteners, you know, like if we look at a lot of the packaged foods that are in the marketplace, right, they're dry. They're dried with preservatives and other crap, and that's not necessarily good for the system, especially now. And when we look at what happens with cancer and chemotherapy, right, they get completely dried out, right? The hair starts to fall, the skin gets dry, the complexion sallow. So it's nourishing. We're looking at nourishing the water elements in both cancer and in coronavirus, right? So I know that these are two different diseases, but I want to I want to emphasize that in ancient medicine, when they looked at diseases, it's not that each disease had a different name. It was either a dry condition, a hot condition, a wet condition, a damp condition, a moist condition, a toxic heat, which is what they're calling coronavirus, a toxic heat. But when we look at cancer, a large portion of cancer is actually part of a dry condition. So we want to moisten the body so that the nutrients get where they need to go. Nutrients, fluids, immunity gets to where it needs to go. So again, we're looking at soups, stocks, moistening elements, even seaweed, which I know is uncommon to a lot of people. I think that it's a wonderful moistener for the body. It's great for the kidney element, which is the water element. So when we nourish the kidney element, we're looking at, in the doctrine of signatures, we're looking at things that actually look like the kidneys. So beans, right, which need to be cooked in a lot of water to make them digestible, beans nourish the kidney element, as well as fats nourish the kidney element. So we want to bring fluid and liquid and nutrients throughout the body because we want to bring the immune cells where they need to go. We also want to detoxify the system. We want to get everything flowing, so to speak. We want the body to be in the flow. And that is the kidney element in Chinese medicine, right? It's responsible for the water and the flow of the body. So nourish the kidneys the best that you can. And when I'm talking about the kidneys, I talk about them as if they have a personality, because according to ancient medicine, all of our organs have a personality. So the personality of the kidneys is twofold. It is fear, right? When the kidneys are in a state of deficiency, there is fear and chronic fear. And when the kidneys are strong, there's courage and the ability to move forward. So when we're looking at cancer, it's almost like when you get a diagnosis, when somebody says, oh, you have cancer, all of a sudden there is this, I can't possibly go on. I can't move forward. That the will becomes drained. And I'm going to suggest that anyone that has got a cancer diagnosis right now, to know that as long as they are alive and breathing, there is the opportunity to support their body in a healthy way and to move forward beyond their diagnosis. So this is where we need that kidney personality to come in and say, yes, I can do this. I can change my diet. I can change my lifestyle. I can work on myself. I can support my body. I was born into this world with everything that I need to survive and to thrive. And I think that over the past 100 years, we've been taught that we don't have what we need, wherever we are somehow deficient, but that's not necessarily true. Human beings are very, very wise creatures, and we do have everything that we need. And I'm going to suggest, that we reach out to a great support system, whether it's your naturopath, your herbalist, your dental hygienist, right? Somebody who has some great information, your radio host. Reach out to your community, especially now, and get information that you need and then apply it. Because you could have the best information in the world, but if you don't apply it, it's not worth anything. And when you apply it, you apply it.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Want to have you back in the future because you have so much good information to share, Andrea, and I do appreciate, and our listeners appreciate, all of the information you provided. How can people get in touch with you?
They can find me on the web at www.andreabeaman.com. That's AndreaBeaman.com. And I've got books and I've got online classes and always a good blog and an article that you can read about how to take back your health.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us and teaching us. And you have a good day.
Thanks, Dana. Stay safe.
Okay. Well, we've learned a lot today from Andrea Beaman, and I want to emphasize what she has taught us and also give you information from Village Green. They have a sheet about what to avoid the immune system offenders. I call them immune enemies, and that's processed foods and refined carbohydrates, added sugars, artificial food dyes, unhealthy fats, conventional meat and dairy products, farmed fish, and foods that you may be sensitive to, such as gluten, dairy, soy, corn, peanuts, and eggs. And that's the basis. It's a diet, a good diet. Don't take in all the junk that's going to drive the immune system down and make it less competent. So the people who have immune systems that are competent, resilient, and resistant fare the best in any kind of illness, whether we're talking about a cold or cancer. Everything in between. The nutrition is what we fuel our immune system with. Vitamin D, critically important. Get the test done. The test should be 60 to 80 nanograms per ml. Your vitamin D level, it's called the 25-hydroxy vitamin D test. Zinc lozenges. The mineral plays an important role in boosting immunity, and it's been shown to reduce the frequency and duration and severity of infection. Elderberry syrup has long been around. It shows it's antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and provides immunoprotective and immunostimulating support. Probiotics, beneficial bacteria, they play a critical role in influencing GI health and immune system function. Pathways carries a 35 billion probiotic. They also carry the vitamin D, the zinc lozenges, elderberry syrup, and all forms of vitamin C, vitamin A, astragalus, and echinacea. Now, for acute immune support. If you are ill, regardless of what the illness is, N-acetylcysteine, known as NAC, NAC, it's an amino acid, and it stimulates the production of glutathione, which is very helpful for detoxification, respiratory illnesses. It's been shown to have a powerful mucolytic properties and to reduce the frequency and severity of viral infections. Pathways has pathway NAC. Allicin, this is the bioactive component of garlic, offering strong protection against a variety of infectious pathogens. And that is AlliUltra that you can find at Village Green. Colloidal silver combined with olive leaf and oregano. Studies have demonstrated that it has a broad spectrum antimicrobial properties to it. And when combined with herbs, it's even stronger in infection fighting. And respiratory herbs include OSHA, Lomatium, Oregon grape root, wild cherry, and oregano. There are others as well. And Pathways carries Congest Ease that has that combination. So I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM and remind you that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through iTunes on the Essentials of Healthy Living podcasts. That's iTunes, the Essentials of Healthy Living podcast. And I want to thank you again, listeners, for joining us. And remind you that the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And I want to thank you, Maya Angelou, for these words. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. So as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute's a new minute, giving us so many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, folks, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.